You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by our Patreon members. Thank you so much.
Join our Patreon for extra episodes, interviews, extra content, and to help support the podcast and help us continue to do the work we do.
Go to patreon.com/ancienthistoryfangirl to learn more. I'm Jenny Williamson.
And I'm Jen McMenemy. And this is Ancient History Fangirl, the end of season 10 edition. We've now finished 10 seasons. How have we not killed each other? How is this podcast still going? Your guess is as good as mine.
That is actually freaking shocking to me. I continue to be shocked and amazed, not appalled, amazed, a little appalled, that we still talk to each other.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Like, how have we not killed each other by now? But we haven't.
We have not. Neither one of us has hacked the other one up and buried that one in the backyard.
I feel like you've obviously thought about it a few times, but also...
like you haven't. Give me a break.
But also, I will say after 10 seasons of this podcast, I just keep learning more, and working with you is just one of the greatest pleasures of my life. So thank you.
Well, the feeling is mutual. There's nobody who matches my extremely nerdy energy like you do, Jen. And it's always a joy, always, every time I talk to you about any of this stuff or text you at 4 a.m. about Alaric of the Visigoths or whatever, you're here for it.
I'll always be here for it.
And same for me. You know what? You can text me at 4 a.m. about Dionysus whenever you want, because I love it.
Who doesn't love it? Dionysus is always here for you. Always here for you at 4 a.m.
Especially at 4 a.m.
Absolutely. That's when the best and worst decisions are made.
They're the same decisions, really.
So, let's do our usual season recap. What did we love about this season, Jenny?
Oh my God. This was the natural disaster season, which was highly anticipated by us because we have talked about doing this for a really long time and finally just did it. And it was so great. What I loved, I think that I have talked about this in some of the episodes, and I've talked about it with Jen, is that, you know, delving into transformed worlds and this idea that huge chunks of the world were just so different than how we imagine them and how we know them today. You know, like Doggerland and the Green Sahara. Like, I just love that stuff. Or like, you know, Crater Lake, like the, you know, Mount Rainier was maybe not the tallest mountain in that range, you know, at one point. Just the idea that our planet within living memory was so different than it is now, and things that we take for granted now that we don't think about as much. Like, I really enjoyed learning about that. I think the Pompeii episode is just a blockbuster. I love it so much.
I hope everyone liked it. I feel like I went a little out on a limb and I'm like, I hope you all enjoyed it.
Absolutely. I do want to say, like, because I know you're going to bring it up, but I think that one of the things that I love the most about this season, we didn't just talk about volcanoes. We did do a lot of talking about volcanoes. Each episode about a volcano was so different. We have like Crater Lake and this sort of zoomed out, really ancient, completely mythologized, and yet strangely scientifically accurate account of a volcanic eruption that occurred.
That blew my brain. I'm still not over it.
Right. So we had that. We have 536 AD, which was another really zoomed out, but like also very well documented account of a volcanic eruption that was also quite mysterious and that gave us the global effects, you know, just at a global level. And then we got like really up close and personal with the volcano in Pompeii. Like we were right up in there, you know, like it's not like as widespread of an erection. I was going to say.
I mean, that is a lot of the language used around volcanoes, just going to say. But anyway.
And we have not missed that.
No, I have been here for every one of those jokes that your 14-year-old niece or nephew makes.
We have always the humor of 12-year-old children who have just discovered how your body works. Like, that is pretty much our humor. I know.
Oh, God.
I was going to say eruption, not erection. Like, we just got real up close and personal with that eruption. And I just think that it's, you know, a really great way to experience and vibe with the volcanoes among us this season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I am never going to miss an opportunity to talk about a volcano. There probably will be some in the later seasons because how could there not be, right? I can't stop talking about them. But what I really enjoyed about getting to talk about them was just what they tell us about the history of people, how they change and sculpt a world, and, you know, how much of our lives are connected to things that are a lot of times, like with the Thera eruption or 536, so far away from us and so far out of our control, but can literally change and shape the course of history for years, decades, millennia to come. Obviously, I've been waiting to do the Pompeii episode forever. And it was very enjoyable, but I felt a lot of pressure on myself, of my own making.
I mean, it came out so perfectly, though. Like, the only thing that I wish we could have done was get it sound sculpted, but we didn't have the time or the resources this time around, so it's just pretty straight up. But I think it's pretty great anyway.
So my favorite episode of this season that I wrote besides Pompeii has to be Crater Lake. I just could not believe that I was reading a mythologized account that actually backs the science of this eruption. It just really, this oral tradition just blew my brain. I will never not be over it. And it was so wonderful to be able to dive into a story that I knew nothing about, that was an epic volcano, and then also a creepy lake. I mean, I got to do both volcanoes and a little spooky season.
Yeah, you definitely did. And we delved into some more modern myth-making there with that volcano, but I think it was justified. I think we made a good case for it. Now you know about the old man, and you'll never unlearn that.
Oh, you'll never unlearn that.
No, you just know there's an old man in that lake, and as soon as he gets tied down, the weather, everything's already going to shit. Let's be clear. But it's going to happen a lot faster. Just, you know, fear the old man. That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, that's also a good motto for life. But anyway.
Right. Fair. I don't know that I necessarily had a favorite. I'm just thinking about all the episodes that I've done. Like, in a lot of ways, one led into another, you know. But I really liked the one about the plague of Justinian.
That was really good. It was deeply upsetting. It's one of the few times I've cried this season was reading and recording that episode. It was also, I feel like the tact we took with being a little buzzed was the right one.
Yeah, because we both kind of read it over and we're just like, you know, this taps into a lot of our traumas about caregiving with our own family members who died and had horrible diseases and our stuff around the pandemic and things. And we're not saying it's the same thing, but this is, you know, it's a little bit of a touchy subject. So let's just run with this and do it wild.
Yeah. And it felt really authentic and true to us and also very, you know, as always, informed and fascinating and interesting. So, yeah, that was a sleeper surprise. I was really surprised by that one.
Yeah. You know, I like to surprise you, Jen.
I love it. After 10 seasons, I can still be surprised.
See, this is why we have not killed each other yet, because you're the kind of person who'll be excited and surprised about getting absolutely trashed and talking about the plague of Justinian with me in excruciating detail.
Oh, yeah. To the point where I remember at one point in those episodes being like, oh, thanks for letting me get to talk about the poop stick. I was so mad at you.
I'm like, have I told you about the rivers of pus?
I was like, I prefer the rivers of pus to the poop stick.
I thought the bats were worse, but, you know.
Oh, it's just the idea of a communal butt sponge. Anyway, come on, let's focus.
Right, let's focus on whatever we're supposed to be talking about now, which is, I don't know, should we talk about the next season?
Yeah.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places. Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan. But nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
I'm Helena Bonham Carter, and for BBC Radio 4, this is History's Secret Heroes, a new series of rarely heard tales from World War II.
They had no idea that she was Britain's top female codebreaker.
We'll hear of daring risk takers.
What she was offering to do was to ski in over the high Carpathian Mountains.
Of course it was dangerous, but danger was his friend.
Subscribe to History's Secret Heroes wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello everyone, it's Takuya here.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are the hosts of History of Everything, a podcast which you can probably guess by the name is, well, I mean, it's about everything. Do you want to know why people thought potatoes were evil and would give you syphilis? Are you curious about all the stories of the terrible and stupid ways that people have kicked the bucket over the years? Do you want to hear tales about all of the different badasses of history and the lives that they had brought to life? Well, if so, then look no further. History of Everything is just the right podcast for you. It's available on Spotify, Pandora, and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. Join us for some fun and just see how weird and wacky history can be.
So originally we were supposed to have one more episode in the season. It was going to be an episode on Akrotiri, on the Thera eruption. I was super excited. But number one, I always work super close to the deadline. And number two...
She does. It's a long-standing thing.
It's a long-standing thing. It's usually worth it, but I was working very close to deadline. And that's when I realized that I had written the Pompeii episode. And I said to Jenny, I was like, this is the season ender. Like, there's nothing I write is going to be as good as this. Not that the Akrotiri episode won't be amazing. It will. It's just the Pompeii episode was very much at had a feel. It was a very different episode. Kind of it felt like a coda, right? So an epilogue to the season, I guess.
Like everything we've been building toward, basically.
Exactly. And I was like, I don't want to write an episode about Akrotiri, which I really love, and have to put it after Pompeii because it's going to feel like an afterthought. So we agreed to hold Akrotiri for a later point in time. It's going to be part of a much larger arc that we've talked about before. We're going to do an arc on the Bronze Age collapse or the Bronze Age decline, and we will start with that episode.
Right. We will. We have a place for it. I think it's going to be better in that place anyway, because we can just start off that arc with like a really big nerdy volcano episode and then go from there. I think it'll be great.
Oh, you're speaking my love language. Nerdy volcano episodes where I objectify the god or goddess of said volcano.
Mine is skeletons. Yeah, so that's kind of what is happening. So the last episode that we dropped, Could You Survive Pompeii? Choose Your Own Adventure. Happened last week. This week is our season cap episode where we shamelessly just indulge ourselves by discussing us.
Our favorite topic, except for buboes and buzzballs.
Buboes and buzzballs is up there. It's number two.
Oh, no, volcanoes is obviously number two, but,
top three. So after this, season capping discussion thing that we are doing right at this moment, we are going to have a week where we drop some re-releases. And then after that, we are going to do an odds and sods. So we just get a week break this time. It's just a week.
Yeah. And the episodes we're dropping, you'll see when we drop them, are very much tied to this last season. So they're going to be stuff that is always worth revisiting with the knowledge that we've given you in the past season. They tie in, they have a natural disaster theme to them. So they're definitely worth giving a listen to after, you've survived us blowing up your summer.
Right. If you've survived the last previous season, we're going to be dropping two, one that I picked, one that Jen picked, and that's going to be the week. And then we're going to go straight into odds and sods, which is just, I know Jen has this too. We've both got long lists of things that we've picked up and said, oh my gosh, I should do an episode on that someday. But it's just a weird topic or a topic that didn't exactly fit into something else or something that we discovered after we did the arc on that thing. And now we're finally getting to it. And I'm sad that I just get six because I've got like 20 possible topics.
I mean, so do I, but some of our odds and sods will be seasonal, and Jenny's already written one of our seasonals, and it is so good. I'm so excited to share it with you.
Oh my gosh, I've been wanting to do this one for a spooky season episode forever, and it might actually be two because I've written the first draft of it that's 20 pages long, and I'm just like, this is going to be so long. I think I might have to split it up.
I mean, that's how long Pompeii was.
Hello, everyone. You may recognize me as Gabby from the History of Everything podcast.
And my name is Brenna, and you don't recognize me from anything yet.
Together, we're two scientists who explore all of the weird little questions and conspiracies of the universe in our new podcast, Mystery of Everything. Everything has an explanation.
We hope.
But that is what we're here to figure out. We will dive into the science behind many popular conspiracy theories, such as vaccines causing autism, flat earth theory, and was the moon landing fake? And if so, why the heck would anyone even do that?
But it's not just conspiracies. There's a lot of cool mysteries that we will attempt to use science to explain, such as near-death experiences, what made the Vikings go berserk, and can I control my co-host with MK Ultra?
Wait, what? Anyway, make sure to check out the Mischief Everything podcast everywhere where you find your podcasts.
But anyway, so we have our spooky season episodes, which will be part of our odds and sods. I really want to maybe put a sod in there, meaning a person who behaved really badly in history. So I might just do that. And Julius Caesar has been begging me since this past season to host an episode. And I think I'm going to let him next season. Good luck.
Genuinely terrified by this prospect. Why are we letting him do this?
Honestly, he just nags me enough and he wears me down like a toddler.
Anyway, so what else do we have to talk about, Jen? So I guess the day that we come back is, I mean, it's just, you know, a week from next Thursday. So it's October 5th. October 5th is our new season, Odds and Sods.
I think that's all we have to talk about. I just wanted to say that we have a Patreon. We talk about it a lot. Some of the fun stuff we've got on there is we talked about our summer reads, including upcoming books by really exciting authors. I'm going to force Jenny to watch The Last Days of Pompeii and review it with me, which will be so much fun. We have content with special guests. We do drunk mythology, and maybe some drunk history. We have all kinds of fun stuff on the Patreon. It is a great way to support us. This podcast is like writing 4 research papers a month. It's a lot of work.
Performing, recording, and producing them too. So it is a full-time job.
That neither of us are able to do full-time. The podcast does not pay our bills. We do need your support now more than ever. The support we get on our Patreon will determine the future of the podcast.
Yeah, this is something that we're really examining in the coming months, is can we keep doing this at the pace that we're doing it at? We're giving it another couple months, but I don't know. And there's going to be a point where we're going to have to make some hard choices. So if you have an opinion on that and you really want us to continue doing this once a week, please support us on our Patreon, because if enough of you do that, it might make a real difference. Okay, so we do have some Patreon members to thank, and frequently we have people join and then other people drop out. So it seems like a lot of people are joining sometimes when we read names, but that's actually, it's been extremely even and level for years, so
it hasn't really changed.
It has not changed in a long time. So if you are someone who ordinarily wouldn't think of contributing to a Patreon, maybe now is the time. So the people that we would like to thank are as follows. Apologies in advance to anyone whose name we mispronounce.
Anne Smith.
Crystal Coelho.
Vicky 006.
Bandit. Just Bandit.
Megan Liu.
Savannah Dollins.
Bearcher 108.
Courtney. Just Courtney.
Megan Nesbitt.
And Jane Gilman. Thank you so much. We so appreciate your support. You're the reason that we can continue to do this. For everybody else, we will see you on
October 5th.
October 5th. Bye. Enjoy your week.
Have a great week. Enjoy the re-releases, and we will see you very soon.